Good evening, audio boomers. Sorry for posting again so soon, but it's a very peaceful evening out here. There's not a breath of wind. It's very cold, mind you, but the lack of wind actually makes it quite enjoyable. It seems the sort of evening where church bells ought to be ringing and people ought to be trotting off to midnight mass. And oh my word! Is that a cat? There's just a magical clarity in the air at the moment that strikes me as being like something out of a storybook. For some reason, I'm thinking of Tennyson. Ring out wild bells to the wild sky, the flying cloud, the frosty light. The year is dying in the night. Ring out wild bells and let him die. Of course, all the traffic doesn't really lend itself to this ethereal atmosphere that I've created in my own mind, but oh well. I honestly wish it were horses and carriages I was hearing rather than motor cars. I'd love to hear the clip-clop of horses' hooves down the street on a night like this. Hello there.
Hi.
I'm just waiting for my friend to arrive, so I thought I would post a wee bit of the atmosphere while I do that. Although, mind you, there's not a whole lot you can get. You sort of have to be here. Oh, is that her? I don't know. That can't be. Oh, I just love these clear, windless nights. Of course, last night, when I was having to wait for buses, it was really breezy. And quite raw. Well, I hope that I was mistaken and that I did not hear a cat earlier, because I don't like the thought of a cat being out in temperatures this chilly. Oh, somebody needs new brakes. Oh gosh, now this is the kind of evening that makes me wish I were actually at my parents' farm rather than in the city, because I'd love to be able to walk around and experience the quietude of the country. Without all this ruddy traffic noise. Well, if I were closer to downtown, I could hear the really lovely clock tower that chimes on, I think it's the hour and the half hour, but sadly I'm far too far away to even be able to catch the faintest hint of it. I really admire, envy, I meant to say, although I admire her too, I envy Dreamcatcher SJE, because where she's living in Leominster now, there's a lovely clock tower that she can hear out her back bedroom window. Ah, and I think my friend finally arriveth. Nope, I was wrong. Where is she then? She's light. Well, I suppose I shall stop recording now, because I really haven't got anything useful to say. I just thought I would give you all a taste of this very crystal clear, quiet, lovely evening. Anyhow, I shall speak to you again later.